This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Back to Normal, was delivered on May 17th, 2020. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Good morning. Hey, good morning, John and Becky. Good morning, Tito, my daughter from another mother and father. She was actually my neighbor. Good to have you here. All right. Oh, beautiful worship. I think it just makes your eyes teary. I must be dust in my office, man. We need the cleaning ladies, the women's ministry, to come and meet here again. So after they would meet, they would sweep my floors. And that was the last time my office got swept, I think. Or maybe it was when Scott brought in all the grass. That's the last time my office got swept. But good morning, New Hope East Hawaii. Wave back to me, even if I cannot see you. Shock of me. Morning, Brother Kirk. Oh, so good to have you here. You guys, your church members and family out there, I'm always amazed at the faithfulness of you all joining in online, because I know it's so easy to just sleep in an extra 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. And also I want to just thank you so much for your generosity on your online giving. You know, it's a whole new thing now of how we do church, with the cameras and the sound and the online giving, or even some of you who take the time to write the address on an envelope, put your check inside there and stamp it and take it down to the post office and mail in your tithes and offerings. And I appreciate all the efforts. I know you're honoring God and you're blessing others. We do still collect tithes and offerings. So if New Hope East Hawaii is your home church, then and if you're still working, then we ask that you give your tithes and offering. If you have your own home church and you're just watching online, then take your tithes and offering to your home church. But there's three ways you can give. You can mail it in to our mailing address. This is our mailing address, HCR 2 Box 6617, KL Hawaii 96749. You can go to newhopeeasthawaii.com, and on the blue bar on the tab on the top, this is online giving. You can give that way, or you can text NHHI to 808-793-5588, and you can give that way. And that's basically how you, unless you want to drive down, and some people I had people drive to my house. They're so faithful. They drive to my house and drop off their tithes and offerings during the week. Some people come stick it in my office door, and when I walk in the door, there's like a check on the ground, and I step on it, and well. But thank you so much. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much that we still get to give of our tithes and our offerings. I ask that you would bless it this morning and help us to give with a cheerful, a joyful heart, Lord, so that we can further your kingdom and keep reaching out to the ends of the earth. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, thank you so much for your faithfulness. We greatly and truly appreciate it. It helps us to continue to get God's word out to all of you. And you know, over the last month or so, I've been hearing so much of I wanted to go back to normal. You know, I've been hearing that so much, and people want to return to their normal lifestyle. And I was thinking, like, what does that mean? You know, what does normal mean to you? You know, does that mean like working 60, 70 hours a week? Does that mean sitting in a classroom all day? Does that mean, you know, you work, and you never get to see your family? Does that mean partying all weekend long, only to wait till Friday to start it all over again? Yeah. Does that mean the crime rate goes back up, drug use goes back up? For some, not all, some. And some was one of the persons who was speaking last week. That means shopping. I found someone else other to pick on than my wife about shopping. Yeah. I mean, is that what it is? It's like back to normal. Is it, or we're going to go back into our old routine or maybe a rut? Back to normal. Does that mean we continue to go down that road where America was heading, taking God out of everything, out of our lives, out of our public places, you know? Is that what back to normal means? Is that what you want it to come back to normal? Do we want to go back to the pre-COVID-19 days? Because when this pandemic hit us, it drastically changed the way we do things. You know, before this, man, we would make fun of all the Asians that we'd see in Waikiki wearing masks. You know, and we see on the news of people in China and Korea and Japan all wearing masks. And I kind of would make fun of them too. It's like, wow, what's the matter? They're afraid. And now it's like we're all wearing masks. Yeah, not just on Halloween, every day we were wearing masks. And, you know, it reminds me of, you know, before this pandemic came upon us, I think our country was heading in a direction that wasn't so good. We was taking God out of things, and, you know, really, a lot of us were living life without him. And it reminds me of a verse in Judges 21:25. It says, in those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. You know, so during the times of the judges, the people was just living in a way that was troublesome. Everyone became their own authority, and they acted on their own opinion of right and wrong. And it kind of like reminded me of how we were living before this pandemic. You know, everyone did what they thought was right in their own eyes. And of course, when this happened back in the Old Testament, it was it produced terrible results. And I think it kind of produced the same results with us. Before this pandemic, we were living the way we wanted to live, doing what we wanted to do, whatever was right in our own eyes. And we ended up in the same predicament. Now, as a nation, many people ignored God. They asked God to leave them alone, took him out of the public places. And when we live to satisfy our selfish needs and our personal desires at all costs, you know, we're going to pay the price. We will. You know, back in 9/11, when the terrorists attacked the United States, I think that was a real wake-up call for us. And I think God was like, you know, give us a, you know, like when you want to get somebody, like a child, you want to get their attention, you grab them by the shoulders and you shake them. Well, we know that's not good because you get shaking baby syndrome, right? But you try to get their attention. And I think God was like, America, America, you know. And although a lot of lives was lost, and the churches were filled the following Sunday and the Sunday after that, it didn't stick. It didn't last very long. Churches were filled for a little while, and then they were empty again. And now, with this COVID-19, I think this is God's second wake-up call. He's grabbing us by the shoulder. America says, wake up. You know, he's trying to get our attention. He's trying to save many of us from hell. You know, here on earth, we may suffer a little bit here on earth, but it's okay. We suffer a little bit and end up in heaven versus enjoying the sins and pleasures of the world and end up in hell. And this is the thing I think I really believe in 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow about his promise, you know, about coming back, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. You know, we may think that God is slow in sending Jesus back to come and save us. You know, you think slow. Maybe like you're thinking like a sloth. It's like very slow. And Jesus is like taking forever to come back. But it's like he's waiting. He's waiting for that last person to repent. Imagine if he came back and your loved ones hasn't repented yet. Then you would say he came back too quickly. Jesus is waiting for more sinners to repent, to turn to him. What do you think? Is God giving us a second wake-up call with this pandemic? This pandemic presents us, you and I, with a golden opportunity to lead people to Christ. Many people in this season are afraid. They are panicked. They may be without a job. They may be wondering where their next meal would come from. They have many questions. They need help. People may be struggling, looking for help. And you and I get to point them to Jesus, who can help them, who can provide for them. And if you have your Bible, open it up to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah. So here it is, point number one. We need to look forward to a better normal, not the old normal. I'm hoping that when we get to meet again, you'll be excited. You'll be excited to come to church. You'll be there 15 minutes early to church versus 15 minutes late. And you'll stay an hour after church just to hang out and to talk story. You and I, we need to look forward to a better normal. So the normal was here. Maybe when we come back, the normal will be here. And we can go from on and on. But I want to read to you from Jeremiah 24, starting with chapter 1. It's kind of long, but I think we can relate to what's going on here. Jeremiah 24:1. After Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the officials of Judah, with the craftsmen, the smiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon, the Lord showed me, behold, two baskets of figs set before the temple of the Lord. One basket had very good figs, like first ripe figs. The other basket, very bad figs, which could not be eaten due to rottenness. The Lord said to me, what do you see, Jeremiah? And I said, figs. The good figs, very good. The bad figs, very bad, which cannot be eaten due to rottenness. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, thus says the Lord God of Israel, like these good figs, so I will regard as good the captives of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans. For I will set my eyes on them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them up and not overthrow them. I will plant them and not pluck them. I will give them a heart to know me, for I am the Lord, and they will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with their whole heart. But like the bad figs, which cannot be eaten due to rottenness, indeed, thus says the Lord, so I will abandon Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his officials, and the remnant of Jerusalem who have remained in this land, and the ones who dwell in the land of Egypt. I will make them a terror and an evil for all the kingdoms of the earth, as a reproach and a proverb, a taunt and a curse in all places where I will scatter them. I will send the sword, the famine, the pestilence upon them until they are destroyed from the land which I gave to them and their forefathers. So here's what's happening here. The Babylonians came and they took Judah captive. They took them away. They took them out of their homeland. And like you and me, you may be asking, why would God allow his chosen people to be taken away into captivity? And we know that captivity lasted 70 years. Anybody 70 years old? Imagine that's like a lifetime. That's like from the time you birth to the time you retire, 70 years. Well, this is what happened. The people of Judah were falling away. They were worshiping idols. They were drifting away from God. So God used this Babylonians to get their attention. Here's what the verse is saying. The fresh, the ripe figs represented those who got taken captive and had to be taken to Babylon because they were not listening to God and they were not good. But because their hearts, while they were in Babylon, their hearts would respond to God in their captivity. He would preserve them and eventually bring them back to the land. If you go back to Jeremiah 24:7, okay, this is why I believe God allowed them to be captive for 70 years. He says, because I will give them a heart to know me, for I am the Lord, and they will be my people, and I will be their God. For they will return to me with their whole heart. So you could imagine, okay, 70 years of captivity because they were starting to stray. They were starting to worship idols. They were starting to drift. So God had to get their attention. So he sends this evil empire to take them from their home, put them in a foreign land, so that when he brings them back, they will come back with all their heart. Sounds like us. You know, he took us out of the church, get our attention, bring us back with our whole heart. And I like how it says, you know, it's in Jeremiah 24:7. Get the numbers, yeah? 24:7. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that he will give us a heart to know him. Because he is our God and we will be his people. And when we return with our whole heart. And I think, man, that's one, if you have your Bibles, Ben, that's one for the highlighter, to mark it up. That maybe, just maybe during this season, God took us out of our normal get our attention so that he can return us and we can really like appreciate being able to gather, really appreciate the live worship music, the words on the screen, the brother or sister who sits next to us or behind us who we never even took the time to introduce ourselves, or the person who sits all the way in the back because we sit in the front. Maybe when we get back, we'll take the time to get to know our brothers and sisters, because we're not a very big church, but we don't know everybody because we sit apart and we don't take the time to get to know one another. You know, we may assume that we are blessed when life goes well and cursed when it doesn't. But I believe trouble is a blessing when it makes us stronger. Trouble is a blessing when it makes us stronger. Prosperity is a curse when it draws us away from God. If you are facing trouble, ask God to help you grow stronger for him. If things are going your way, ask God to help you use your prosperity for him. Amen. So before we can even get to that better new normal, number two, we need to seek God wholeheartedly. I mean, with all of your heart. We move down to Jeremiah 29, verses 10, further down a few pages over. For thus says the Lord, when 70 years have been completed for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you and bring you back to this place. Man, this pandemic or this quarantine we've been in out of 5, 6, 7 weeks, 8 weeks. Imagine these guys were like 70 years out of their hometown. Verse 11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare, not for calamity, to give you a future and a home. Then you will call upon me and come to me and pray to me, and I will listen. Verse 13, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and will gather you from the nations and from all the places where I've driven you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from where I sent you into exile. So God did not forget his people. God did not forget us. Even if they were captives in Babylon, he planned to give them a new beginning with a new purpose, turn them into new people. In this time of COVID-19, it may appear that God has forgotten us, but God may be preparing us, as he did the people of Judah, for a new beginning with Jesus as the center. When we are able to meet physically again as a church, and I pray that we would return with zeal, with excitement, with just an overflowing joy, that we would be able to see and greet our brothers and sisters, and that we would develop relationships that would last forever, that we would put differences aside and realize that it's a privilege to be able to gather as the body of Christ. So here's number three, return with a renewed sense of appreciation. Ezekiel 36, 26. Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. God promised to restore Israel, not only physically, but spiritually. To accomplish this, God would give them a new heart for following him, put a new spirit within them to transform them, to empower them to do his will. When we get out of this, how will it be for you? Will you be better? Will you be bitter? Just as God promised to give Israel a new heart for him, I'm sure he's willing to renew your heart and spirit to love and to serve him. When we get out of this, will your choice be to return to God with all your heart? Return to God with a new heart, a new appreciation for life and people? Because I hope so, and I cannot wait till we get back. There is so much praise reports to share, prayer requests to pray for one another. But here's the thing. I want us to start praying for a new normal, a better normal, where people would be putting God first. People would be loving one another. You know, we are commanded to love one another as Christ loved us. That's a tough one, because Christ loved us enough to give his life. But if we can do that and make that be our target, love each other. You know, people appreciating things more instead of taking our gatherings for granted. You know, we would appreciate it. Families sticking together. Right now, you may be on quarantine with your family, and if you have a big family, maybe you're getting on each other's nerves. Or you could be like my wife and I. We're empty nesters, and we're wishing that our children were quarantined with us, because we would have a lot of fun games to play and a lot of baking stuff to do. Maybe when you can realize and appreciate your family, that it's together. Maybe the new normal would be less drug use, less addictions and crime. Pray for the new normal that politicians would be united, not divided. Here's the thing, I want to leave you with this. It's called Romans Road, and it's a way that you can use these scriptures to lead someone to Christ. You might want to write this down. If you don't have your notes, you might want to write this down. It comes from Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, and Romans 10:9. And we use these scriptures to lead people to Christ, because you may know people out there who are in dire need of help, in dire need of hope, dire need of salvation, dire need of God, Jesus Christ. And you can point them to these scriptures. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I mean, that's all of us. You and I, the whole world. We all have sinned. Nobody is perfect except Jesus Christ. Romans 6:23. For the wage of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we point them to that, saying that we're all sinners and we all deserve to die. And then we come to Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness. With the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. We use these scriptures to point our brothers and sisters to a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. And I want to leave you with that. That you have the ability, the power, the knowledge to lead someone who has no hope into a relationship with God. Especially during this season when there are so many out there who need hope, and you have the answer. Everyone at the edge of my voice, wherever this will reach, you have the answer, you have the ability. If you are watching this, then maybe you need to confess with your mouth. So I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer with me. It goes like this. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, send us a message and we'll be praying for you. If you need information about your walk with Jesus Christ, send me your mailing address and we will mail something out to you. Our goal is to see you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, to develop that relationship with Jesus Christ, to equip you to go out and help others receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's what we want to do. And we want to say to all of you out there, thank you so much for tuning in. Sometimes when you watch things on Facebook, it's so easy to leave it on, walk away, go to the kitchen, fix your breakfast. But I know it takes a lot of patience to sit down in front of a camera because we cannot see you dozing off like in church. We can see you dozing off and we can throw a popcorn at you or something. But it's so easy when you're on that side to walk away. But thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We love you. And we're going to close with a word of prayer. Lord, thank you so much. And I pray for each and every one of us that we would find this new normal, that we would come back to a better normal, and that we would come back to seek you with all of our hearts, and that we would be able to come back with a greater appreciation for what we get to do. So, Lord, we thank you so much for allowing us to still connect online. We thank you and we love you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, give the Lord praise. In your home, give the Lord praise. If you need prayer, type it in on your Facebook. It'll pop up. Type in your prayer request, whether it's now or later, because we want to pray for you. And understand that this will go to the whole world, so, you know, just be general. Don't have to get too personal, because God knows when we pray. But type in a prayer request. We would love to be praying for you during the week. God bless you all. Have a fantastic weekend. I hope we can meet soon. Love you. Aloha.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii typically meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keao, Hawaii. During the quarantine, we are meeting online with Facebook Live. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.